Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey!
Was that the band or was that you?
I don't know. That was probably the band.
Oh,
the band.
The band. Cutting gas.
The band. We haven't played with the fart machine in a while. Sorry.
You play with the fart machine on every show.
That's not the fart machine.
Ooh, Lip shouldn't eat that guacamole.
Lip is messing up again. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Lip is back and the lip finger is back and we're ready to go. But Mocha Cub, Dite, yep. Has, you were talking to me before the show about something that you saw on, the television, the magic picture box.
Yeah, I saw it on a late night talk show.
Late night talk
where
show.
They had like this game where like each person had like five words.
Yes.
Random five words, and they had to sneak them into a conversation.
Nice.
And it was hilarious.
So it was funny when you saw it on TV.
Yeah.
So when we try it here, it's probably not going to be that funny.
Probably not. And we're only doing three words. Because yeah. I don't think Lip has a vocabulary more than three words.
It's probably like three letters.
All right, thank you, Lip. I'm glad you came in. It was worth the drive, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't worth the drive.
I missed you, you sexy bastard.
I didn't.
That's great.
I know. All right, so how are we going to play this?
So we've already pre-written down.
I need some game show music,
our
Lip.
Three words.
Okay. There we go.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put them in this magic...
Pete's fish
word
and chip
bucket.
Pete's fish and chip sauce.
It says
bucket.
Pete's word bucket.
Pete's word bucket.
I'll go ahead and start it off by putting mine in there.
All right, I think I want to put mine in. I'm sorry, I can't find the hole. Oh yeah, I'm in there. Oh, it's in. It's
oh,
in
it
there.
Was in there.
It's in.
All right, Lip's gonna,
do you see
Lip
it
gonna
in there?
Go ahead and put his in.
Lip, put yours in there. Yeah, Lip, find the hole. Yeah, that's good.
It barely all fit right. in there.
It barely fit.
All
I
right.
Know.
Now we're going to shake it up.
Shake it up. We need some shake up music. Hey! Shaking it up,
all
shaking
right.
it up.
Corey, go ahead and pull out.
Oh, I get to go first. I get to do the honors. All right, let's see here. I'm going to reach my hand in there. Okay, you try to shove it like back into my freaking shot. Wait, this is my paper. I pulled out my own paper.
All right, then we'll go ahead and pull out.
All right, let's see here. Oh! Wow, it's kind of tight. The hole's tight. All right, here we go. All right, I have my three words. Now, do I pre-read three words?
Yeah, you can read them right now.
I can pre-read
go the ahead, Lip. I'm hoping those are my words.
All right.
I got three words.
All right. He's not going to be able to say those because he can't read. All right, let's
okay,
see.
Lip, me and you got to switch.
Because you got your own words.
I got my words.
So I think we just figured out who all has whose words.
Yep, so we'll know who has to say what words.
Yeah, all right. So with this thing, I want to set a theme to what we have to talk about.
Okay. Lip, you're not going to be able to read that last word. I know because you're Mexican. Oh.
I want to set a theme.
I don't even know what this means.
I know you wouldn't.
I want to set
but
a theme.
I have Google.
Here's our theme on the conversation we must have with it working our three words in.
Oh, okay.
The scene is presenting a eulogy.
Okay. A eulogy.
It's a speech that you give when the person dies, Lip. Put the thing in the background. It's what you say when people are dead.
Right? All right.
Okay, hold on. We said we're talking death, so maybe I need to get the death music out here.
So now are we each taking a turn giving a eulogy or are we all going to eulogize one person?
We're going to eulogize one person all at the same time. So this is the three-headed eulogy.
All right. So are we like taking like random like each one say a sentence about the person?
Yes.
And you just keep going around?
Yeah, that's
circle?
Exactly okay. what we'll do. All right. Gotcha. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the eulogy of the former
Never mind. I was going to give somebody's name, and I didn't want to, because they're still alive. And then if they died, then it would really suck, you know. So
let's eulogize Rick James.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say Jake. All right, so here we go. All right, here we go. Lip.
We're going to eulogize Rick James?
No. Rick James. I don't even know who Rick James is.
You know, she's a super freak. Super freak. She's super freaky. Yow.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
We can eulogize Michael Jackson.
Let's eulogize Michael Jackson. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to eulogize the world's best pop singer, Michael Jackson. And even though his last few days on this earth may have been as tight as a suitcase, he was still America's pop singer.
This socializer was able to socialize his way into our hearts with over 1 million hit records. Go ahead, Lip.
He was, you know, a great pop singer, but he was very slim, so he didn't have any back fat.
And the greatest thing about not having any back fat is that he would qualify for back fat list funding from the Back Fat List Association of America.
I'm guessing funding was worried.
Qualify. Why did he write down qualify?
When he wasn't qualifying for funding from Back Fat America, he spent his time at Neverland Ranch. Giving Jesus juice to the little boys, which caused him great pleasure with his erection.
And while he had his erection and drinking his lovely juice, there was a box with kitty litter in it that smelled really bad.
Kitty litter! Kitty litter. Was that the word?
Yeah, kitty litter was the word.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah,
it's
just...
I just want to hear Philippians say kitty litter at least one. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for laughing in the middle of Michael Jackson's eulogy with tears in my eyes. But the good thing is that though Michael Jackson may be dead, he's worm food. At least as we leave this funeral home, we'll be able to hit the switches on the way out of the parking lot. Switches was one of the big words.
And while we're hitting those switches,
kitty litter,
we can take comfort knowing that the back of his kneecap are getting a good licking from those earthworms. You can say those earthworms are performing cunnilingus on those kneecaps.
Oh, God. Lip's got to finish it off.
Oh, boy.
This you don't even know one. The name of this word.
I don't even know if I can pronounce this word. But anyways.
Get your finger on that button.
He was a pop star that we all knew.
Yes, he was. He'll be missed.
His gentrification.
What? Was not
very popular.
The word is gentrification.
And now it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Coin is missing.
The coin, the map is gone. Our position, plans towards Neapolis.
Someone seeks to betray us for promise of Glabber's reward.
Spartacus.
Scanicus. You leave without words?
I've had them with Enemaeus.
What do you carry with you?
Water? Meat caught by my own fucking hands?
Open it.
I'm not one of your fools. Falling to command.
Our map takes flight and you are awake.
The thing I have seen your gaze upon.
I am guilty of many things. Betraying ill-fated cause does not stand among them. Remove yourself from fucking path. I knew you would lead these men to their deaths eventually. Is this the day you would do it?
They are but loyal. A quality you seem unfamiliar with.
BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun. It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
What is happening right now? February 21st, 2015, live from Studio G, scooping kitty litter for our gentrification. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast, heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Give us a like and a follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24-7, or you can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Your comments and letters may make it on the
Then
he finally hits. Then he finally hits the level. Chickalingus. All right, we gotta pay some bills. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is the premier provider of digital audiobooks. Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from in every genre: thrillers, business, romance, comedy, sci-fi, and more. Audible titles play on iPhone, Kindle, Android, and more than 500 devices for listening anytime, anywhere. Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. So to kick it off, our new relationship with Audible, they're giving away a free audiobook with a free 30-day trial. Yes, double free. That's doppel free just for you, the listeners of Fat Guy Radio Show. Download a free audiobook of your choice from Audible.com's library of over 150,000 titles, and to download your free audiobook today, simply go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. audibletrial.com/FGRS, or click the audible.com banner on our website, audible.com. Proud to sponsor Fat Guy Radio Show, and we are excited that audible.com has joined the Fat Guy Radio Show and B2B Radio Network family. All right, everybody, welcome to another show. A little earlier of a start today. A little earlier of a start there, Mocha.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Just an hour early.
I mean, we got some stuff to do.
We got some business.
You got some business we need to be taking care of.
We got some business.
Hey, look, don't mess with me. I got business to be handling. Got the business to be handling.
Business.
Hey, we got some business. We got some business.
We got a lot to get to on today's show, ladies and gentlemen. That was fun. Three-word special, or whatever the hell that was called.
Yeah, we can call it three-word special.
Yeah, it's called three-word special.
Three-word special.
Well, the greatest thing that I forgot when you were talking about that before the show started is that I slept on the fact that Lip isn't very versed in vocabularyisms.
Nor is he very versed in videoism.
In videoisms?
Look at him. He just didn't.
That's what he does.
I got stuff to do. I got Buttons to push.
Buttons to push. That's what he does. So I told
you. I got to mash him, man. Come on.
You got to mash the button. And what show was that you saw that game on?
I believe it was Jimmy Fallon.
The Fallon of the Jimmys. Well, that was pretty good. Well, Lip is back, everybody. The Philippius finger has returned. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Our wonderful. Fingers back and the levels still aren't right. Lip, welcome back, buddy.
Because my finger is broke.
You have one finger that's broke and you are left with four other ones that you can still move the level so that we could hear D-Tay over the fanfare and the applause.
Yeah, right? He sounded like
Why is that so loud?
I don't know. He sounded like Mike Tyson when they interviewed him. He was like, hey, Mike, what happened in the fourth round? I broke my back.
No, it's more like, well, see, I broke my back, and there was a lot of stuff.
My back was broken. Well, so, what do you mean? What, vertebrae? Spinal. I can't make this stuff up. It's like actually, that's an actual video.
That's what he says?
He actually...
Spinal.
They're asking him, like, what happened in the round? Like, you started getting sluggish. Like, what was going on? He's like, I broke my back. And they're like, wait, what? He's like, my back was broken. And they're like, well, what do you mean? Like, vertebrae? Was it a nerve or something? He's like, spinal.
Very good, Michael.
All right, Mike Tyson.
Michael Tyson.
Michael Tyson the third.
So, Lip, you're back. Your finger surgery was successful, I take it. Correct. There it is, and it's cast as Philippius holds it up. It's in this little black cast right there, Lip.
But it's still there.
Yeah, so you severed your tendon we get new listeners all the time.
Severed my tendon using a grinder.
Using a grinder.
Yes, I cut it almost to the bone.
To the white meat.
Better watch out for Kirk put you in this grinder.
Yeah.
Is that a proverbial grinder we're talking about? Or do you really have one that you just throw people in and just grind them up?
D-Tay's in his own world over there. I don't know what the hell.
You guys never watched Good Burger?
No.
What? Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Kenan and Kale, come on. Kenan was working at Mondo Burger and there's a dude named Kirk. Uh-huh. He's like, I'm gonna put you in the grinder, and he's like, well, is this a real grinder or is this like a proverbial grinder?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, you guys don't really care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go ahead and let you guys sit there.
Okay, here we go. There it is. We haven't hit those in a while. Yeah, there we go. So you cut your finger to the white meat. Don't be sad, Boca.
To the white meat.
You cut
red.
Your finger to the white meat, and you had to have the surgery, and you were out last week.
Yes, because they had me on narcotics. That didn't make me feel good.
Was it legal narcotics?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you came back with all the details about the story. That was worth it, wasn't it? Let's go back to D-Tay's Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Was that cocaine you was sniffing?
It was worth it.
Did they have you on cocaine or what kind of narcotics did you have you on? Did you have it on the prophylactics?
Well, while we're here, I have an apology tour to go on.
All right.
We'll go on right ahead.
I'll play this for myself.
I'm a loser.
Boom, 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 boom.
Last week's show was my fault. Last week's show was my fault. Now, I could be my normal Corey and blame it all on Philippius' absence.
I would have did that. That's what I would have done.
I could blame it on Philippius' absence, but I won't. I will take the bullet for this.
Okay.
Because last week's show was an abominable disaster on the production end of it. Now, it was a great show. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. I was
Blast
fingers.
From the past, Jake Woods snuck back in and killed it when we learned that his girlfriend left him for another girl.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I may or may not have creeped on social media and saw a picture of her.
And the new girl?
No, not of the new girl, but his ex-girl, because he still has pictures up of her up on a social site. And yeah, that's a loss for him, because she was pretty good looking.
Oh.
So she's probably a lipstick licker.
Mm. You lit licker.
So I apologize for the production aspect of it. Now, of course, the first thing that went wrong was Ustream audio. And the reaction to the Ustream not going through or the audio not being up on the Ustream feed was, of course, our very lovable listener K, who sent me a proverbial when the audio wasn't playing. So I don't have my phone with me or on me at all times. And I open up my phone and there are 15 tweets talking about, there's no audio, there's no audio. And by the time we figured that out, we were
15?
Pretty much. We were, I may give or take 15.
Oh, okay.
There was.
So really like 22.
There was probably. So there was no audio on Ustream because I, Corito Blazito, a fat guy radio dumb, hit a button on Fat Guy Radio Dumb, hit a button on the board that I should not have hit, which cut the feed to the Ustream camera.
That one little button.
That one little button. Even though I designed the studio.
The button that says do not touch.
The button that says do not touch under any circumstances.
Did you think it was the muffin button?
I don't know. We don't have a muffin button. Then where did I get this muffin?
Way to read the frickin' show notes, Lip. How did you not see that coming?
He doesn't get that.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't get that.
We prep, we practice.
We practice in the mirror with our shirts off.
Do you think we spend 3 hours a night like if this was Saturday Night Live?
Saturday Night Live.
We do dress rehearsal after dress rehearsal after dress rehearsal.
Yes.
We drill this in our head. You think those spontaneous impromptu sing-alongs are really spontaneous and impromptu?
No, they're
not. They're planned. Every single word.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. Where did I get this muffin?
And you stealed it! we spoon-fed it to you, Lip.
He's handicapped now. We can't beat him up too bad. He's not handicapped.
He's handicapable, and you better be capable of doing this stuff, or I'm going to handy put my foot up his butt.
Hey, handicapped butt.
Ain't nobody want that stinky foot up no butt.
Ain't nobody got time for stinky butt.
I mean, it smells like a butt. My foot stinks today. I'm not going to lie, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
I haven't showered in 5 days.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Living on the corner.
Hey, ain't no shame in my game. I mean, I've been having it rough.
You haven't showered since the last time you and I were together.
Nope.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I promised I would never shower again.
Yeah, because nobody wants that feeling. All right, but my apology tour... My apology tour, it was my fault. I screwed up. I was so excited and elated that D-Tay was going to be here that I just completely botched everything that I was supposed to do over there, everything that I trained to do over there, and it's just proof that we need Philippius.
We don't need him.
We do.
We don't need I could have ran the boards.
No, because last week's show, I sounded all like this, and I sounded really big and dry and everything and great, and then D-Tay's... And then you got Jake that sounded like, and that was it. It was horrible. It was my fault. I apologize. It was my fault. I did it. But it also had a lot to do with the fact that I knew that after the show, when we had to ditch Jake at the studio, we literally had to ditch him because Jake, after the show, he was like, hey, I haven't seen you guys in a while. I just want to hang out, you know, kick it. And I'm like, you know, D-Tay and I, we got some things to do. And you know, Jake, it's nice that we want to be able to hang out with you and all this other stuff. But there's a good chance that we got to go. And me and D-Tay are back. Our shirts never hit our backs, and we were the hell up out of there.
Oh, yeah, man. It was crazy.
We had to go.
I was like, I'm going to go down to the lobby and watch some sports.
Yeah.
Because I saw them lingering. Like, they just lingered.
Lingered longer.
And I was like, you're a little lingerer.
You're lingering.
I'm about to send you the snizzle fritz.
There's a no loitering sign in front of this friendship.
Ooh, I'm gonna need you to cut it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to beat cheeks.
Yes, I'm gonna need you not to come in Saturday.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to put a new cover sheet on those TPS reports.
I'm gonna need that red stapler.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Yeah, that's not working for me.
We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Damn it, get my mic. He's down on his luck, it's tough. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Here on Fat Guy Radio Show, we bring you the best because you are the best. So why not use the best e-cig on the market? Yes, folks, I'm talking about Halo Cig. Halo Cigs understands that traditional tobacco products are becoming the world's nuisance. No smoking signs are popping up every day. I was walking through a parking lot just the other day outside, and stuck in the ground was a sign that said no smoking. Halo Cigs recognizes that you and I desire that nicotine fix. That's why Halo Cigs is the industry leader in electronic cigarettes with American-made e-liquid flavor and e-liquid flavors and nicotine levels for every former smoker. You can't smoke on Earth anymore. So unless you have a rocket ship in your garage, stop smoking and start vaping. Be like me and other Fat Guy Radio Show listeners and vape with Halo Cigs, and do it at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Give it to me, DT.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
Well, it finally happened. Last weekend, Philippius, my dream of all dreams came true.
Which was?
It was like 1-1,000, 2-1,000.
Which was?
Getting Mocha Cub.
What? Getting them how?
Getting.
Huh? Oh, that was a little quick on the draw.
Yeah, it was a little quick on the draw. A little pre.
I need you to read these notes from now on.
It's
man.
Written it's down. Like, everything is scripted.
I mean, this.
I must have last week's.
Oh, shoot.
Way to be professional there.
I thought I did.
I thought the producer said silence your telephones or something.
I could have sworn I did.
All right. So, Lip, last weekend, it happened. After we meandered away from Jake.
Finally?
Yeah, finally.
You guys got married?
We didn't get married. We meandered away from Jake awkwardly through the back exit of the BDB Radio Network studios here in beautiful scenic Glendale, Arizona. It finally happened.
On the mountain.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I am talking about Man Date Extravaganza. It was Man Date Extravaganza. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around as I tell you a tale of two men together, alone, by themselves. One highly expensive leather couch, one cartoon-sized television with an endless, endless supply of Spartacus. Less. I'm talking about the two guys being one internet radio disc jockey, Corey Blaze, and the other being the mocha of all mochas. Yes, ladies, it's Daniel Taylor, Mocha Cub Extravaganza.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry.
That was beautiful.
Having too much fun on this
Ustream. Yeah, you are. Stop playing with the Ustream. Yes, it finally happened. Mocha and I spent the entire weekend together, and the whole time in my mind, other than the fact that I was trying to figure out how I was going to eke my way into that moment.
What?
It was really going on in my mind is that when he walked through my front doors, it was like the gates of the Most High were opened. Me and DT spent the entire weekend together, or a majority of it.
Yeah.
On Spartacus, watching Spartacus, because we wanted to have a Spartacus viewing party.
Yes.
Now, I understand that I tweeted out, you know, a picture of Spartacus and the handshake, you know, where they grab the forearms. And
yeah.
I said I was going to greet my friends like that. But then I was practicing on myself, and my forearms are really fat. So I don't want people to grab my fat. It's awkward. See, that's just all firm and shit. Oh, almost said something. Sorry. That's
all firm and stuff.
Firm and stuff.
It's all firm and stiff.
Oh, he read the notes, ladies and gentlemen. He read at least one of the jokes. Hey, I found it. Huh? 2 weeks later.
I know we needed that like last 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. What? So yes, we finally got together and had the Spartacus viewing party.
Yeah.
And I had promised DT to roll out the Super Bowl burgers that Philippius and I had at the Super Bowl party where you mother effed us.
Oh, I didn't mother eff you.
You mother effed us.
Those cheeseburger mother effed
me. Did I not put it down on the grill? Did I not put it down on the grill? What did I do? Tell them about it. Tell them about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, these burgers were so tender and juicy.
Still talking about the burgers, right?
Buns. Lightly toasted.
Lightly toasted buns.
Chopped onions. Not chopped like diced.
Not julienned.
Chopped. I mean, straight onion rings. Like, you know how you cut it right down the middle? They're thin and they could break apart.
And were sweet onions.
Oh, and there were sweet onions. Nicely chopped lettuce. Just a single leaf. Just a single one. Just one. I don't even like tomatoes. But these tomatoes were cut so thinly, fine.
Yes.
That it was like ketchup lightly set on top of your burger. And the mayo.
The music ain't really matching what's going on.
The mayo was amazing. Actually, no, the music was kind of matching because it was a gladiator of a burger.
It was a gladiator of a burger? All right, I apologize.
I mean, you had the cheese. Oh, no, leave this. Damn it, hell.
Someone's messing up.
That one started getting there. But ladies and gentlemen, the cheese. How do I describe the cheese?
How do you describe the cheese?
Imagine that you've been working all day in a hot sun.
All day. Out in the arena.
Of Death Valley. And
1,000, 2,000.
As you sit there
and
wanting something to drink,
and
beads of sweat start to form on your brow.
On your brow.
And on the brow. Yeah. And you start to wilter. And you wither away.
If your sexy ass stops staring at yourself in the stream feed,
I had to go to three shots.
You probably
I'm like,
would be able to come up with the words more.
I was pausing for dramatic effect.
Yeah, but you're playing the camera like, damn.
Well, that's what I do. No, I mean, the cheese was sweaty. Like, the cheese was sweaty.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I've had melted cheese where you just like throw the cheese on the
and it turns into goop.
And you just blowtorch that mother lover.
Yeah.
And then pretty much what you have is a burger patty enveloped in cheese.
Yeah, in cheese. You don't even see the meat anymore.
You don't even see the
meat
anymore.
You don't see the meat.
And then like you have like the nasty cheese that falls off on the bun and the bun hits the thing and you get like all this stuff left on the plate and it's like gross. No, this one was sweating.
It was sweat.
It was, I like, literally the cheese looked like it was sweating. I was like, did I get this cheese the third degree? Why is it sweating so much? Like,
it was steamed.
It was perfect. I prepared the hell out that burger.
Yeah, man.
All Angus beef, 100%.
If I could have married those burgers, I probably would have
not
married them just because I didn't want to get charged with murder of my wife.
Because you ate the burger.
I ate the heck. Like, you would have thought I was performing cunnilingus on these burgers. The way I was like.
I have a little snapshot of the burger there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Yeah. Why go to the single shot? Why
oh,
Why go to the single shot there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
There. Why not get the... Yeah, let's just get this a little closer.
Yeah, that worked. God, we are professionals, aren't we? He's like, let's get that closer.
Perfect.
You moved it completely out of the shot.
I'm sorry, my arms aren't long enough.
Well, your arms don't need to be.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's get that closer. But it was good burgers. So we had the Super Bowl burgers, Philippians, that you and I had during the Super Bowl party. And I have no lower third on that shot, by the way.
I know. Where's that at?
Super Bowl party. It's not.
I don't have a lower third on mine either.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
I think Philippians don't want a lower third. Oh, no. Actually, today's the day of no lower. Oh,
I guess you have a lower third. Yeah, somebody takes over Ustream and all the lower thirds move. So what we watched Spartacus because you and I have been talking about the Spartacus, yes, and needing to watch the Spartacus.
Yes.
But not only did we watch the Spartacus, and we got through all of season three, because you had gotten up to three episodes of season three.
Yes.
And so we started at season three, episode four. I had finished season three, but it was good to go back. And then we got halfway through season four. So yeah. We still haven't seen the end.
Nope.
Of Spartacus.
And the only reason we had stopped was because of All-Star Weekend.
All-Star Weekend. And we had to stop because of All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
Where we learned, or where I don't know about you, during the NBA All-Star Weekend game, I came to the realization that I will never believe while I'm watching. Could they have not played that Bruno Mars song anymore? In commercial, don't believe me, just watch. Nah. Out of commercial, don't believe me, just watch. Nah. And 20-second break, don't believe me, just watch. Nah. Don't believe me, just watch. Nah. Don't believe me, just watch. Nah. Hey, 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 hey. I don't care. I'm not believing you. I ain't watching no more, Bruno. They didn't overplay that song till it could... It's in my head, and it won't leave.
And if they weren't playing that song, I felt like everyone in the world just wanted to swing from the chandelier.
Everybody wanted to swing from the chandelier.
I want to swing from the chandelier.
I'm tired of that song, man. Too. They killed it.
They murdered the everything. And I used to love Chandelier.
Yeah, I love Bruno Mars. Don't believe it, just watch. I'm tired of the song. I don't want to hear it anymore.
You know what? Actually,
They played it with the words. They played it without the words. They played it with the lyrics. They played it a cappella.
They and played it with today, just the background.
And then today on 99, or Friday on 99.9 KEZ, Beth the Bill played the video without any audio to it. And she's like, ooh, cool, watch the video. And people are watching the video on YouTube without the music to it. And all you hear is Bruno Mars. He sings pretty good when he's just recording a music video. They just took out the professional track, and all you hear is the ambient sound.
Mm. Wow.
So even the dance moves, all you hear is one, two. That's all you hear. And it might have looked pretty cool. I might have watched it all the way through, but I'm tired of, don't believe it, just watch now. It's enough.
No, I agree.
But we had an amazing time with the Spartacus.
Well, can I say something really quick about that song, though?
Yes, please.
Okay, so there's a song by Trinidad James.
Trinidad who?
Trinidad James.
Trinidad Trange.
James.
Change.
James.
James.
All right, he's in a song called Gold Watch. And he's like, gold all of my chain, gold all of my watch, gold all of my rings. Don't believe me, just watch. And then he says, inward.
And, nugget.
Yeah, and it's like nugget. Just like that.
That was a little close, wasn't it, Philippians?
Like, nugget.
Nugget.
But the reason I bring that up is because I am convinced that Bruno Mars and the dude who made the song with Bruno Mars, because it's actually his song, purposely made those lyrics to say, don't believe me, just watch. And then if you listen, the trumpet go, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. It's the way for the white man to say the N-word without having to say the N-word.
They said the N-word.
They said it with trumpets.
They said it with trumpets.
You got trumpets saying the N-word. These racist trumpets.
That's racist trumpets, ladies and gentlemen.
Racist trumpets.
Racist trumpets.
I'm convinced. Wow. Conspiracy.
I'm convinced that the song is putting us all, putting all of ourselves into like a trance or something. Because you know Bruno Mars barely signed his record contract in 2010.
Wow.
2010. The story behind Bruno Mars is pretty spectacular, believe it or not, on how he got his start. He's just 4 years on a record label.
Drugs.
No. Drugs?
Drugs.
How? No, no drugs.
Selling drugs?
He's 14 years old. He can't sell drugs at 14.
Why not? Apparently, Bobby Shmurda been selling crack since the fifth grade.
Yeah, that's why he keeps telling this, don't believe me, just watch.
That's that James.
No.
Bobby Shmurda's actually in jail.
Oh, is he dead yet?
No, he got caught with guns.
I have my three words. We can eulogize him again.
Oh yeah, that socializer. You know, he was getting an erection in with the Uzis.
Oh, the cunnilingus.
And had it playing cunnilingus. Cunnilingus rice.
So we were watching the NBA game.
Yes.
And the slam dunk. The Sprite slam dunk contest comes on.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there, and DT's holding me like a chick.
A chick.
And now you want to say something. When I take you off the screen, you want to actually say some stuff and add. But when I have you on the screen, you shut up.
That's how he does it. We made fun of him before the show started, so he's going to be quiet. He's not going to say anything.
No.
See? Yeah. That's why our promo on Fulcrum Press Radio says that he just won't say anything. He'll say three words.
Yeah.
He's three words lip. I set him up beautifully to tell us the whole regale of his finger, and he had nothing.
He refused to regale us.
He refused. It was a regale.
It's not refusal. In my contract.
Your contract is written on the back of a Burger King napkin.
And it tastes good.
Have it your way.
That's how it is, and I'm done.
That one was tight. So we were watching the Sprite slam dunk contest. And
which I seen.
You saw it?
Yes.
Okay, so you can possibly chime in.
Possibly.
All right.
I know the players.
Well, it's not the players. It was something that DT observed that I thought it, and it was like we were one at that moment where I thought it and the words came out of his mouth.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, because I was about to go to a very, very dark place.
Oh.
I was about to go to a very, very, very dark place.
Lots of shadows.
Huh? Lots of shadows. But DT expressed something to me about the slam dunk contest that really got my goat. And I know we're talking sports, and it's not a sports show, but I was listening to Full Court Press Radio on Tuesday, and you didn't really get a chance to do it, even though you guys did like an hour show. And I knew you guys were doing an hour show because your producer was falling asleep at the board. What was your please express again, revisit us. I know it's a week old, but revisit us this Sprite slam dunk contest controversy or miscall or your reaction to it, because it seemed like there was some flim-flam hoodwinking going on this slam dunk contest.
Well, I kind of didn't want to I didn't like it so much because there was a bunch of tens given out for dunks that I thought were, you know, subpar at best.
Yeah.
I mean, they were decent dunks.
Sure.
But deserving of a 10? I don't know. I feel like 10s should be reserved for first-time dunks that were attempted in the first, like, they were completed and, like, successful at the first attempt.
Okay, so for people that didn't watch the slam dunk contest, there were three NBA players that came up and presented a slam dunk, and they had three opportunities to do this amazing presentation of this dunk.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Is that what you saw, Philippians?
Yes.
Okay, so they come up, they have three attempts.
And
if they don't get it on the third attempt, are they out?
No, you get three attempts, and you can only score between the lowest score you can get is sixes. So you get a 6 to a 10. So you can't get anything lower than a 6.
So a 6 is the lowest score, and so, 10 is 10's across the board. Is,
yeah, and
is
there's
like
five
max.
Judges. So I guess you can the lowest score you can get is a 30.
Right.
And what there is, well, there's four dunkers to start off. And what they do is they do two rounds. So you get two dunks, three attempts at each. So you get 6 attempts at 2 dunks. The lowest score you can get is a 30 for each attempt or each completed dunk. Right. And the highest you can get is 50 for each completed dunk.
So,
and then you add the first two rounds together, and the top two scores go off to the championship round.
Right. So the first guy comes out, he does an okay dunk.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was.
The very first dunker, I want to say was Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, that's right. So Victor Home Depot comes out.
Yeah.
Does his dunk and goes off. Then another dude comes out and gets the crowd all hyped up. You know, I'm rehashing this even though it's a week old.
Yeah.
He comes out, gets the crowd all hyped up, goes out, first attempt, fail. Didn't work.
Oh, no. Then the first one was Giannis Kanakopoulos on the Greek Freak.
Home Depot.
Exactly.
He comes out, first attempt, fails. Second attempt. And then the first attempt, we saw what he was angling for.
Yes.
If he would have nailed it on the first attempt, the place would have erupted.
It would have.
It would have been beautiful.
It would have been amazing.
So he comes up with his second attempt. Now that we know what he's going for his special dunk, crowds on their feet, everything's hyped up. He goes up for a second attempt, loses it. Then doesn't complete it. Third and final attempt. And of course, Kenny DeJet Smith is just.
Oh, man. Get that guy off the dunk contest, because I feel like. But I feel like every time I do speak.
It's horrible. So finally, dude goes up for his third attempt, same dunk, and he nails it.
Yep.
He nails it, and it's beautiful. Third guy comes out, who is Adam Levine.
Yep, Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine. Adam LaVine comes out from Five Summers of Shade.
Yep.
D.T., why are you plagiarizing me? That's not the right word.
Five Summers of Shade?
Five Seconds of Summer.
Oh.
Adam LaVine. No, what is his name? What's the basketball player's name? What's
Zach LaVine from Maroon 5.
Zachary Morris from Maroon 5 comes out first attempt. Number one, he takes off his warm-up, and he revealed
a Michael Jordan 2 Squad Space Jam jersey.
And I am up on my feet because I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Right? So he comes out, and did he make his dunk on the first attempt?
He did.
Made his dump on the first attempt, through the legs, through the back, off the back stanchion, up through the rafters, through Minneapolis, back to New York, and then with two fingers and a fingernail in the hoop.
Yep.
That was pretty much what the basketball was,
that's
right?
That's what it looked like.
And then after this break, if you haven't already watched it, even though it's a week old, we'll tell you what the score was. Even though the guy that took three attempts got all 10s. What do you think Adam LaVine got on nailing it on his first try? We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. You have to cross the line just to remember. There's no way in hell we're going to make it through this show without telling you about our greatest sponsor. I'm talking about Amazon. Shopping Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon is one of the greatest ways to support this free show. If you screwed up Valentine's Day last week, I'm sure you did. Nobody updated the read and was forced to buy one of those side-of-the-road, weather-beaten stuffed animals. You will need to redeem yourself with a gift of quality, and Amazon has everything you need to fix your F-up. Are you still avoiding doing your taxes like I am? Amazon can help there as well with the Amazon Tax Central powered by TurboTax. Amazon has it all. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or click in the Shop Amazon tab on our website. Bookmark it for work, too. Amazing how much money you'll save and impress the boss. Amazon, number one in our hearts, and change back on $20 in your pocket. Amazon, fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. All right. So Adam Levine goes up, nails this amazing dunk, gets all threes, all tens, all great across the board. But I think it kind of downplayed the previous, it kind of downplayed his dunk because it took the other guy three attempts and he got a perfect score.
Yeah.
And then Adam Levine comes out with one attempt and gets a perfect score.
And I feel like once we see the intent of your first dunk and you didn't make it, you can no longer get a perfect score.
Right.
I feel a perfect score,
I agree,
should be reserved. Because, look, it's a perfect score, meaning you made a perfect dunk, meaning you didn't take three attempts at a dunk.
So I think a point, if you nail it as the first attempt, if you nail it, that should qualify you for 10, all 10s all the way across the board. But if you have to go to your second attempt, that should automatically eliminate all 10s.
I think so, too, except for to an extent.
Yeah.
And this is.
You want to talk right in the microphone?
I think so, too, except for an extent. And this is a stipulation.
Stipulation.
I feel like if and only if, because an attempt is only when you went and you actually tried to dunk it.
Yes.
If you go up and come down, you haven't done an attempt yet. If you haven't tried to dunk it. So if you can like do that, then it's okay. So it'll still be the first attempt when you dunk it.
Right.
But I feel like if you say you went up and you try to do a 540, all right,
a 540. I don't know what that is. That's like four spins.
That's one complete circle with a circle or half a circle after.
Circle jerk.
So yeah, because half a circle is a 180. So a 360 is a complete turnaround, and then you go a turn and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 540. Two circles would be a 720.
Yes.
But if you do like a 540 on the first attempt and you miss it, and then you come back and then you do like some, I'm going to throw it off the backboard, hit it off my head into the air, catch it and dunk it, then yes, that's your second attempt, but it's a completely different dunk. We didn't see that attempt.
Right.
We didn't see you do a 540 again. If you change up the dunk for the second attempt, then yeah, by all means, you deserve a perfect 10 because you did that on that first attempt. If it's worthy of it.
I completely 100% agree. So it kind of seems like Adam Levine's dunk was downplayed.
It was
now,
belittled.
He ended up winning.
He did.
He ended up winning, but it wasn't as spectacular as it could have been.
And one round, he did an amazing dunk, and I think like one person gave him a 9. I'm like, are you serious?
It's not fair.
But Victor Oladipo does three. He does a 720. A 360, and then does a like 180.
It wasn't even 180. It was more like 174.5.
Yeah, and then he gets perfect tens with a sign that says Mr. 360. He's like, bro, you can't even count. You need to go back to geometry class.
It didn't seem right, but DT made that point, and it seemed like it was just off the wall crazy. It was off the wall crazy, and I agree with you. I don't think if you fail on the first attempt, you should automatically be eliminated from getting all tens.
Exactly.
Automatically.
Unless you switch it up and put like all new dunks in. Like I feel like if you have three
dunks.
I don't even think
it should be then. For a perfect score, you should have a perfect presentation. There should be no in between.
No, I'm saying if your first dunk was that 540 and you missed it, but then you come off and you do like some amazing another dunk that made me forget about how you messed up on your first dunk, but it was completely different. Like you didn't do a first. Like, if you have three different dunks for each attempt, so your first attempt, you do a 540. For your second attempt, you do a behind the legs with your eyes covered up, and you miss that one. And then for the third one, you hit, like, a backflip, and then in midair, you dunk it, and you just go straight through the hoop. Then, yeah, I'm giving you a 10. Like, you just did a backflip straight through the hoop. Like, yeah, you get the 10. You got three different dunks. I saw three different attempts.
But the only reason why you would do the second and third attempt, even though they were different dunks, is because you failed at the first one.
Exactly.
So I think that still should eliminate
you from all tens. You're saying no matter how freakishly amazing.
Because it's all about the presentation. Think of it
this
way.
What if
Home Depot would have came out and he would have nailed that dunk on the first try, that would have been worth all tens.
Now, okay. We're talking about the presentation. I got something for you.
Ooh,
what?
Okay.
What if I did a basic dunk for the first attempt? just a little. I'm just going to run up, and I'm just going to try to dunk it, and I miss it on purpose. Oh, that was a weak dunk. He should have dunked that. Like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? So then I'm like, oh, hold up, guys. Hold up, guys. I get the ball. I go for my second attempt. I do a 360. Simple, you know, anybody can really do a 360. It's not really that big of a dunk. It's not perfect tens worthy.
But once you
but I miss it.
Okay.
On purpose.
Building the tension.
Now you're like, oh, he tried a harder dunk. He missed that perfectly easy dunk the first one. Wasn't gonna give him any but six. He's only gonna get 30. Well, I don't even know why he attempt that. But then he missed the second one. What's going on? And then I come and I just kick it off the stanchion. It hits the backboard. Hits the shot clock, hits back on the free throw line. I jump from half court. I pick it up. I'm doing cartwheels in the air. Yes, cartwheels in the air.
Cartwheels in the air.
Nice. I'm spinning the basketball on my big toe because I got my shoes off. And I dunk it with my teeth.
Uh-huh.
The crowd goes wild. I made that on my first attempt.
Yep.
It was like some Space Jam type stuff.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't I deserve 10s? Because it was a part of the presentation. I made you guys think I couldn't do these easy dunks just to build up the fact that, like, oh, man, he has to overcome in order to do something. But then I do something so amazing, you're like, man, now we know that he missed those first two dunks on purpose just to put on a show. Mm-hmm. It was a presentation. Don't I deserve all 10s for that?
No. You should have did that amazing dunk when you first came out, because your presentation, the way that the Sprite Slam has always been done, is your presentation from the moment that they announce your name to the moment you come out there. You could have done it. You should have nailed it on the first try.
But that's not presentation.
But you're building the tension.
You're building up the suspense.
After all that, if that was reality, after all of that was great, I would have still expected you to get all 9s. That is not a 10. It's
not
a 10.
Why not?
It's not a 10.
Why not?
Because you should have nailed it on the first. No one goes out there and builds a story and fails upon the building of the story.
You have to sometimes. Michael Jordan said it the best. He says, I didn't learn from all the times I won. I learned from when I got knocked down and had to get back up.
I still say it's 9. I still say it's 9.
I say you're asinine.
I still say it's 9s.
You're asinine. Like,
that's probably why I'm not a Sprite Slam judge.
Probably not. Yeah.
Because I think those judges that were on that judging board only had 9s and 10s. And oh, by the way, stop giving the old people the
tablets,
technology
like,
with
oh
tablets.
My gosh.
They can't do it. One guy, everybody held up 9s, and then you got one of the old guys, love him to death, one of the old guys holds it up, and he's got Facebook on it. You can't give the old people
it was
tablets.
Horrible. The and first then, time they all held it up, like... The camera's like super light.
We were looking at the rafters. I saw some old dude up in section 430. He was asleep. There was that one wild couple that went viral. They were having sex up in section 504. I mean, it was horrible. You could see all that reflection. And then one other guy, I think it was Bill Russell, he had his backwards.
Yeah, he had a 6. He meant to give him a 9.
He thought it was a 9 and he held up a 6.
He said like this. He's like,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right, enough of the basketball. Let's transition out of here. Have you prepared?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? All right, well, there's one there for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going into the segment that is sweeping the nation right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Wrong, damn it, hell. Here we go.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That's easy, mama. This just it.
Hey.
The real Corey Blaze. At Corey Blaze tweeted out yesterday, February 20th, at 1:05 p.m.
That's me.
Technology and I are not seeing eye to eye today. Sharp, computer fail, pound, iPhone fail, # printer fail, call sign, ATM fail, tic-tac-toe sign, network fail, crossword puzzle, register fail, And I don't have any other synonyms for pound signs, so we're going to go back to four crossed lines. Life fail. What the hell are you tweeting?
Dude, number one, that was, I was having myself an afternoon on Friday. Me and technology just aren't working. My iPhone, this piece of crap that I hold here in my hand, I'm tired of this thing. I can't update. I can't even pay my AT&T bill anymore.
Oh, wow.
I can't even log on and look at my bank account. Twitter is barely working because I don't have 7. I refuse to upgrade my operating systems. So when I got to work yesterday, my computer wasn't working. Just completely was bombing out. Took 5 minutes just to open up like Internet Explorer. So wow. That was hashtag computer fail. My phone, even though I work in the bottomless pit of West Arizona, I couldn't get a signal. So my iPhone was failing. I go to try to print something from my broken computer. And what was that?
I have no idea.
Was that me?
There was a pig in this station.
It sounded like a pig. Was I snorting? Who fell asleep? And the printer failed, and then I went to the ATM. The ATM wouldn't work. I mean, I was just having myself a freaking Friday. I couldn't work it. And then listener Kay was like, hang in there, baby. It's Friday.
She is so sweet.
She is really sweet, and we are not deserving of listener Kay.
No, we're not.
We really aren't.
She sounds fine as hell, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Just jump right over it.
I'm sorry.
Just jump right over it. Well, while DT mentions it, ladies and gentlemen, the listener mail sack.
We
debuted it last week. Listener mail sack is open and ready to receive your messages. You can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or if you prefer snail mail, you can send your correspondence to BDB Radio Network at Kara, Fat Guy Radio Show, Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Anything included in your correspondence become property of BDB Radio Network. Got to say that for legal. But the one thing that listener K has been waiting for a while, Lip, is the listener line.
Yeah.
Well, the listener line was reactivated back, and there were a few messages on there, but we want to get a few more until we have enough for a full segment on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I think we should kick it off with the inaugural relaunching of the listener line with a message from Lady K.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because DT kind of hinted to it already that we have a message from Lady K. And Philippians, I have that over here. Mm-hmm. I have it loaded up over here. All right, gotcha. So when you call into the listener line at 623-349-1652, that's 623-349-1652. You can call us anytime. Lines are open and lines are locked right here. We're giving away the car. The traffic and weather on the 8s at 8:30 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. Don't, right after this, get along, gang, from Sweet Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
So when you call in to the Fat Guy Radio Show listener line, we may play your message on the air, like so.
Hey, Corey, it's Lady K. Listen, I got to thinking about something. You remember when you did your impression of me busting your balls, as you put it, over not having the Vimeo replay up fast enough? I thought maybe I would give you a rundown of what that really sounds like when I'm jonesing for my fat guy and can't get it. It's like, where the hell is the Vimeo replay? I am dying over here. That's more what it sounded like. So anyway, just so you had a good impression of what it truly sounds like when I'm freaking out for my fat guy radio.
She freaks out for her fat guy radio, and we should not be feeling the way that we feel after listening to listener.
Oh, man. I
feel all tingly right now.
She's the best listener we have.
She be jonesing.
You know what? I'm jonesing for Fat Guy Radio.
She said.
She said, she's jonesing for my fat guy.
She said, when I'm jonesing.
That's me. That's me. You two skinny bastards can pinch it. It's me.
I got a fat guy.
I got a fat guy she can get.
I'm sorry. Come on. Now nobody's going to call. Now no one's going to call. When did I impersonate her about? Yeah. Oh, because she freaks out.
Yeah, you impersonated her 2 weeks ago.
I did?
2 or 3 weeks?
It was.
I need my Vimeo!
Yeah.
It was like that?
Yeah. Oh, it was right when Lip cut his finger.
Oh, right when Lip severed the tendon.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't even know he had tendons in his finger.
When he had tendonitis.
You have tendons? Tendonitis.
Yeah, tendonitis. Yeah, tennis finger.
But that's how it works. So Lady K chimed in on something that I did on the show to clarify what she actually was, what she was actually saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to admit, Southern accents.
They do it. Yeah, yeah, those are nice. Yeah, Lady K. Thank you very much. Lady K, you call back.
Anytime.
You want. Matter of fact, call me directly.
Yeah. You can leave me a message.
Tell me
a story. I want to go to sleep.
She said Corey, didn't she? Did she not say Corey? Corey.
Negro, please.
Hey, Corey, it's Lady K.
Negro, please. We all know the Corey is code for hey, Mocha Cut. That every time I hear that, all I hear is hey, Mocha Cut.
Lady K is an amazing supporter, and she got the brunt of like my hysterics last week when everything was going wrong, and she was tweeting me, and I was tweeting her back, and I had to like apologize the next day because I thought that maybe I had been a little brisk with her, you know, and I'm like, trying to work on it, Lady K, I'm trying to work on it. You know, I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't want it. She's like, I know you were trying to work on it. She really is a doll, and now she is the first inaugural voicemail message of the listener line, as the listener line relaunched. So she's part of America, and she got her 2 cents in.
She did.
She got her two cents in.
She got her 2 cents in.
So you want to get in, share your thoughts, or share a comment like that about the show, 623-349-1652. 623-349-1652. Philippians, where are we at on time? Are we at the end of the show?
No.
Why does it feel like the show is forever?
Oh, man, I'm not going to lie.
I'm ready to go home. Maybe because we started early.
Yeah.
Yep, there's DT. He's out. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. He done left the studio again. Thank you. All right. Ooh. I see that. Thank God that wasn't on camera. Good Lord. All right, DT, get back over here because we have a special announcement. Special announcement. I played that already. All right.
Okay,
we have big news.
Big news.
Big news for Fat Guy Radio Show listeners.
Really big news.
Big news, and we're going to send this one out to Jake. Big news, ladies and gentlemen. We told you never to miss a show in January, even though it's February.
Mm-hmm.
We have really big news that's going to affect Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. And this may be a good thing, as DT just yawned. It is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, man.
Oh, man. I had a very long day.
That was last weekend. You had a long weekend.
No, I had a long day yesterday. I'm fighting over this sickness.
Yeah, yeah, we all are.
I have a...
Are you down with the sickness?
I'm hyped up on drugs.
You are not hyped up on
nothing. I need like Mountain Dew and a Monster, and I think I might need one of them there rock stars, maybe a Red Bull, because you know I like my buffalo wings. I might need some baby back ribs and... you know, just a little honey boo-boo. I don't know. Like, I like my boo-boo dipped in honey. You know, I'm a nasty guy. And
you are tired.
I'm
rolling in on that. All right, well, come on. Stay with us.
Yo, mama's ass.
We got 15. We got 10 right, minutes.
Let's go. Big news.
Big news. Ladies and gentlemen, big news. Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yes. Yeah.
April 16th, 2015. That day is pretty infamous, Philippians. Why is that day infamous?
Because that's the day. Birthday.
It's my birthday.
Oh. I was going to say it's the day after tax day.
It's my birthday.
Who cares about that?
I thought that was the day the llamas come home.
No, it's my birthday.
I thought that was the day King Mfutu frees all the pigs.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Everybody go!
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Wait, hold up. Why are we celebrating your birthday 3 months in advance?
Because this is the part of the big announcement.
Oh, okay. And back to the big announcement.
And I'm Corey Blaze.
And
I'm
Corey Blaze. And your birthday happens to land on a Thursday.
Happy birthday. What I like to do is I like to take 365 days, 366 in a leap year, and I like to just throw money at it and celebrate my birthday. Oh, geez, no,
my mind's telling me no, but my body. My body's telling me yes. So Corey, you're the only person I know who doesn't have a birthday but have a birth year.
I do. I celebrate my birth. I'm so big, a birthday stretched through the year.
Very happy birthday to who? To me, to you.
So, Fat Guy Radio Show, April 16th, ladies and gentlemen. We're telling you this now, not just because it's my birthday, because Fat Guy Radio Show... And after 4 years of broadcasting, Saturdays at 4 p.m., Fat Guy Radio Show is going prime time Thursday nights.
What?
Fat Guy...
Sorry.
Fat Guy Radio Show will be going prime time Thursday nights.
We're going 10 p.m.
No, not at 10 p.m.
10
now
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, because it's prime time, 2 a.m. We're going to prime time. BDB Radio Network has done some research, and they feel that... People download our show more during the week than they do on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Right? So our Ustream, what'd you say? I don't know. You cracked yourself up.
Lipitor. Get your heart right.
Get your heart right. Lipitor. Get your heart right.
Lipitor. If it lasts longer than 4 hours, call it doctor.
No. If it lasts longer than 4 hours, F some more.
Oh, yeah.
So Fat Guy Radio Show goes prime time in April because BDB Radio Network and the way that network trends and blah, 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 snore, 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 business talk, TPS report.
Wow.
TPS report, cover GPS, page, STPcheck. Cover page, cover page, cover page. So we're going to... D-Tay, come back to us. No, D-Tay, come back. It's big news, D-Tay. Oh, it's big news. Fuck. We're going to prime time.
Oh, yeah.
And the first show will be April 16th, my birthday. Wait the hell a minute. Just hold on just a minute. I just realized something because you some of my monkeys and slipped one in on me. I realized what just happened. I know what's happening. Hold up, some of my monkey. You sons of bitches just made me work on my birthday.
I'm loving it.
I gotta come in. I gotta do a show on my birthday.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's not like you do a show any other day.
You sexy son of a monkey. I just realized that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to steal the thunder about our big announcement of going to prime time on Thursdays at 8 or whatever the time it is. Because it's gonna fluctuate a little bit for our Ustream viewers because we all have day jobs and we got to get through traffic and get to the studio. So the show may start at 7. The show may start at 7:30. Just pay attention to, you know, Facebook. So for our Ustream viewers, but we'll still have the same show, the same length of time, and it'll just be on a different night. Thursdays, prime time, we are pretty much becoming the Internet Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Cosby Show owned Thursday night.
Oh, man.
So Fat Guy Radio Show goes prime time. We'll be talking about it between now and then, giving everybody time because some people are months behind shows. So we want to give a lot of people enough time to know that Fat Guy Radio Show is going prime time.
Yeah.
I got to work on my birthday, really?
Sure do. Yeah.
That's some messed up stuff. Y'all suck. All right, on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid of losing weight, and I'm going to show you why. We'll be right back on Fat Girl Radio Show.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known.
Are you a crazy sports
sports fanatic? Have you ever owned season tickets? Do you spend your entire day watching and celebrating the accomplishments of your favorite athletes? Would you literally consider committing a felony just for the chance to smell your favorite athlete's toenail?
Whoa, whoa, dude. I think you're going a little too far here. People aren't that crazy.
Oh, okay. How about this? Have you ever heard of sports? Yes? Great. Then you'll love Full Court Press Radio. New shows every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show was brought to you by the Stitcher Radio app. Free to download, available for iOS, Androids, and any web-enabled mobile device. The Stitcher Radio app allows you to stream your favorite radio shows like this one or other enjoyable shows like NPR, Full Court Press Radio, Smodcast, and more. Get the Stitcher Radio app free today at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is available in some of the latest cars. Get it, sign up, and in the How You Heard About Us box, enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word. That's Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box. Stitcher Radio, the better way to, well, hell, damn it, hell, radio. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio is where it's at.
Yeah.
I get asked often, you know, Corey, if you lost a tremendous amount of weight, which would never happen, what would you name the show? Would the show continue to be Fat Guy Radio? Well, of course.
Yeah.
Why would I change it? You know?
Because you're not fat.
But I have, I have a fear of what I might look like if I lose a tremendous amount of weight. I am a big dude, and this is going to be a visual for Ustream, which is another reason why everybody needs to go and watch the replay on Vimeo.
Yeah.
There's this picture that I found that depicts what I think. What I think I would look like if I lost a tremendous amount of weight.
Okay.
Now, most fat people think, hey, I'm going to lose a lot of weight and we're going to end up looking like Mocha Cup. That ain't true. When you get as big as I am, or when you get as morbidly, disgustingly obese like me, if you lose a tremendous amount of weight, you're not going to look like Mocha Cup. You're not going to look like Philippius if you're a fat Mexican. And you sure as hell ain't gonna look like Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio if you're a fat white dude. It ain't gonna happen.
No.
You are going to be saggy. You're gonna look good in your clothes, but the whole purpose of losing weight
is so you look good outside.
So you get out your clothes. You know what I'm saying, boy?
You know what I'm saying?
Sleepy DT? You know what I'm saying?
Ah. Yeah.
So I found this picture of this guy that was from The Biggest Loser, or one of those fat people can't eat chocolate so they cry TV shows.
Okay.
One of those. I found this picture, and I'm going to put it up on Ustream. And this is why I am afraid of losing a tremendous amount of weight, not because of the health implications that could come along with losing some weight, but I don't think I want to look like this. Oh, God.
Oh, that's a sick. Oh,
really?
Oh.
Really?
I'm sorry, I couldn't help but I wanted to get a joke in there.
That was a beautiful setup.
I know.
I was stabbing you, sleepy son of a monkey.
I did that on purpose.
It's 4 o'clock in the 4:15 in the afternoon. Wake up.
I didn't get no sleep. I was too busy banging your mom. I mean, sorry.
So up on Ustream, I'm showing this picture of this dude. Very successful, very proud. You can actually see the muscle tone under the flabby, disgusted flabs of skin.
Hey, but he do got some, you can see the abs.
You can see the abs, but the skin is disgusting. His tattoo, that tattoo that's on his arm, it used to be on his chest. That's disgusting. Who would want to see that? Wait, now, that's him standing up. Imagine if he was laying down. Where do you think all that extra skin, Steven, is going to go?
Where's all his extra arm skin at? You don't see that hanging.
He probably got it tucked under his boob skin. That's disgusting. Look at DJ's face. Is that not nasty?
I mean, it's a little gross.
So y'all want me to lose so much weight and look like that?
I'll pay for your skin reduction.
This go back to the shot. because they would have to literally freaking move his relocate. He has to have nipple relocation. Nipple relocate. Who wants nipples? Aren't made to relocate.
I mean, it's possible.
That's nasty, TT. You know that's nasty.
A little bit.
He looked good in some clothes.
He probably does.
He probably looked good in some clothes.
He probably does.
I never want to have to look up and say, I'm sorry, I need 5 weeks. DT is just disgusted. Are you just tired? DT, we did the show early. You got the rest of the afternoon to go out and party.
I got to go back to work. Why do I do this to myself?
Please stop.
Stop
working.
Oh, okay.
Stop working.
If you take care of me,
I will take care of you.
Daddy.
Because I
have you, Daddy. I'm talking a little way right now.
I'll have to take care of you after I get my nipple relocation.
I'll relocate your nipples. What?
Thank you, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
That's my fear. And we didn't get
no,
to
it's,
the,
it's actually legitimate fear. Like if you don't
disgusting.
Have if you don't have the money to like get those skin reductions and like get everything like nipped and tucked and everything, then working out you're gonna look nasty.
I've lost weight before, not a substantial amount of weight, but I've lost weight before, and you do get flabby. Your skin don't retract after a certain year. Everybody can't be all tight skin like Philippius is over there.
Nope.
Hey, look, welcome back.
What?
Welcome back. Thank you for sharing all of 4 words on today's show.
You're welcome.
Y'all act like it's a Friday night again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Audible.com with over 150,000 titles to choose from. Audible.com surely has something for you. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/FGRS. That's FGRS. If you haven't noticed, that's Fat Guy Radio Show. And receive a free audiobook on us. That's audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the audible.com banner on our website.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or redistributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
Coffee, please. For advertising on the mighty Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Subscribe free on iTunes and catch the live video replay on exclusive
Vimeo
page. Thanks for combing your beard, Lip.
After the Levels, the blog by Corey Blaze. This is my daily blog. Read it, leave comments, and share After the Levels at afterthelevels.com. Soccer game shouldn't have happened.
get your 2 cents in, America. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, snail mail, BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are open now.
For Philippius and Sleepy Mocha, I'm Corey Blaze saying Mo's gonna get his ass kicked. Skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Join us next week for another Fat Guy Radio Show.
Bye-bye.
Wake your ass up. Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, you're running by the show.